The Spirit of Antichrist. Chapter 15. Is Catholicism virtually one with spiritualism? It has before been shown that Catholicism is virtually one with spiritualism, because it teaches that the living may and do have intercourse with the dead. This alone is sufficient to brand it as an anti-Christian system. But there are so many professed Protestants nowadays who regard Catholicism as an important branch of the Christian Church that it is necessary to present some very conclusive evidence to the contrary. The scripture, speaking of the papacy under the form of a beast, says, "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." It also says of the unclean spirits that represent spiritualism, "They are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." This shows that those who either directly or indirectly acknowledge the authority of the papacy will also be spiritualists. When we remember that spiritualism is paganism in its original form, and that Catholicism is paganism with some modifications, and that both depend mainly upon the heathen idea of the natural immortality of the man, we can see how spiritualists might come to acknowledge the papacy. As for Catholics, they are spiritualists already. Since this is so, it is as necessary to warn people against Catholicism as against spiritualism. We therefore shall quote quite a number of additional statements from the Glories of Mary to show the anti-Christian character and essential wickedness of the Roman Catholic system. Many of these statements are little else than repetitions of the same thing, but we wish the reader to know that we are not misrepresenting the Catholic Church by quoting a few isolated passages. Whoever will take the trouble to procure the book will find stuff of the same kind on almost every page until he will become nauseated. The inspired apostle tells us that Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, died for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament. But this Catholic saint contradicts this statement thus. Saint Bernardine of Siena says that God did not destroy man after his fall, because of the peculiar love he bore his future child, Mary. And the saint adds that he doubts not all the mercy and pardon which sinners received under the old law was granted them solely for the sake of this blessed virgin. This takes from Christ all the honor of the salvation of people for the first 4,000 years of this earth's history. Now when we find that sinners in this age are directed to look to Mary first, and afterwards, if at all, to Jesus, it is evident that Catholicism is emphatically Antichrist. On pages 83, 84 we read, "Justly, then, does Saint Lawrence Justinian call her the hope of evildoers, since she alone can obtain their pardon from God. Saint Bernard rightly calls her the ladder of sinners, since she, this compassionate queen, offers her hand to poor, fallen mortals, leads them from the precipice of sin, and helps them to ascend to God. Saint Augustine rightly calls her the only hope of us sinners, since by her means alone we hope for the remission of all our sins. And Saint John Chrysostom repeats the same thing, namely, that sinners receive pardon only through the intercession of Mary." The last quotation speaks of Mary as the ladder of sinners, and therefore the following little story comes in very aptly right here. In the Franciscan Chronicles it is related of Brother Leo, that he once saw a red ladder, upon which Jesus Christ was standing, and a white one, upon which stood his Holy Mother. He saw persons attempting to ascend the red ladder. They ascended a few steps and then fell. They ascended again, and again fell. Then they were exhorted to ascend the white ladder, and on that he saw them succeed, for the Blessed Virgin offered them her hand, and they arrived in that manner safe in paradise. Now add to this, the following. God has ordained that all graces should be dispensed by the prayers of Mary. Where these are wanting, there is no hope of mercy, as our Lord signified to Saint Bridget, saying to her, "Unless Mary interposes by her prayers, there is no hope of mercy." These quotations show, not that Mary divides with Christ the honor of man's salvation, but that she is the only Savior. The Catholic Church actually teaches those who look to it for instruction that they cannot be saved by the merits of Christ, and that if they do not seek the aid of the Virgin Mary, they must certainly be lost. And yet there are Protestants who think that it is an important part of the Christian Church. On page 330 there is a prayer to be said to the Virgin Mary, from which we take the following extract. "It is enough that thou wilt save us, for then we cannot but be saved. Who can restrain the bowels of thy compassion? If thou hast not compassion on us, thou who art the Mother of Mercy, what will become of us when thy Son shall come to judge us?" Surely nothing more is needed to convince any person not wholly blinded that the Catholic Church robs Christ of honor as the divine mediator for sinners, and gives it to a creature who, though she was a good woman, could obtain salvation in no other way than through the merits of Christ, and who has been dead for not less than 1800 years. Again, we ask the reader to remember that Mariolatry could not have any existence if were not for the pagan notion that death does not end a man's existence. The thoughtful person will readily connect Mariolatry with the ancient heathen custom of deifying the dead. Ancient heathenism, modern spiritualism, and Roman Catholicism all spring from the same root and are very closely related.